Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Game four is tonight in Winnipeg, 8:30 on NBC Sports Network. Mike McIntyre, nice enough to join us once again of the Winnipeg Free Press. Get a game day feel for the atmosphere around game four after what we saw in game three. Mike, thank you for the time. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Good to be back, guys. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking a lot about the Predators' mood. I've been harping on this idea that they suffered a kind of wound that leaves a scar and it'll be hard to recover from. We hadn't talked much about the emotion on the Jets' side, and I imagine them kind of floating on air after what they pulled off on Tuesday night. Where do you feel like they are in that department?
Well, I think that certainly describes the fan base floating on air. It's been it was a real roller coaster, of course, of emotions just in that game one, from the extreme lows of falling behind 3-0, and honestly, that had all the makings of an embarrassing rout. I'd say the Jets, in some ways, were lucky to only be down 3 goals. Nashville hit a couple posts as well. And then to come back the way they did, obviously the fans were ecstatic. The mood in the city is out of this world. And I think for the Jets, I mean, they're doing their best to, I guess, try and maintain a pretty even keel attitude that, you know, as happy as they were, they put that behind them. And now it's all about game four, that they don't expect the momentum of what happened in that third period to carry over. They are obviously expecting a Nashville team that's going to be coming with their absolute best shot tonight. So I think we have all the makings of perhaps another classic in a series that has already delivered on several fronts.
Mike, how did Connor Hellebuyck turn things around after that first period?
Well, I think Connor Hellebuyck knows that, you know, he has that offense in front of him that can score with the best of teams. And I think once he gave up that third goal, you know, from that point on, he had to be pretty much perfect. And, you know, he made some saves. Obviously, he wasn't tested a lot in the second period because the ice was very much tilted. But as the game went on, you know, Connor Hellebuyck, who all season has shown a pretty remarkable ability to either rebound after a tough game or, what happened the other night, rebound after a tough period. He made those timely saves, and none were timelier, of course, than that one on Victor Arvidsson in the third period on that clear-cut breakaway from the Nashville blue line in. I mean, that was huge. There was just under 10 minutes left. The score was tied at that point. And so I guess at the end of the day, I mean, Connor Hellebuyck said yesterday that he doesn't really care if they win 2-1 or 10-9, as long as they get that W. And he's a pretty level-headed guy. We've seen that from him this year. So it doesn't surprise me that he didn't let that phase him. But I will say, I mean, there was a lot of talk even up in the press box as to whether he'd even come out to start the second period. And I think had Nashville got one more against him, that they probably were going to chase him from the game. And we'd be sitting here today talking about how the Predators are leading this series 2-1, not the Jets.
Well, it feels like the Preds have no answer for Dustin Byfuglien. Do you get the same sense from the Jets' perspective that they know they have a clear advantage when he's on the ice?
I do. There's such confidence there because Dustin Byfuglien, you know, he can be a difference maker both positively and negatively. And we've seen in the past the bad Dustin Byfuglien, if you will, the guy that is badly out of position, that's all over the ice. But honestly, over the last few months, and especially now in the playoffs, we're seeing the Dustin Byfuglien that when he's at the top of his game, he's one of the best defensemen in the league. And I don't think anybody would dispute the fact that there is nobody in this league like him. You know, whether it's the thunderous hits he's showing or just the emotion, the character. I'm sure you've seen him dancing on the ice after he scored the other day. He is an absolute character, and I think this team very much looks to him to lead them. And when he's playing the way that he is, it obviously brings that confidence up and down the lineup. And Dustin Byfuglien seems to have found not just one gear, but several other gears as he's trying to make the most of this. This is a guy, look, who won a cup many, many years ago, and back in 2010, and really has never got another taste. He knows, of course, that chances at his age, I guess, are going to be pretty limited. And he's the guy who seems to be savoring this opportunity.
Well, speaking of emotions, Pekka-Rinne lost his emotions at the end of the game after he tried to get a stoppage of play because the strap on his helmet was loose. And then, of course, almost immediately, Winnipeg scores the go-ahead goal. People here in Nashville, understandably, very upset that the play wasn't whistled dead at that point. We talked about the letter of the law, the rule, and there is some discretion for the official there to say, hey, if there's imminent danger of a goal, you don't blow the play dead at that point. How do you view that play and how it was officiated and what's been the reaction up in Winnipeg?
Well, you're right, and I guess in hindsight, I mean, Pekka-Rinne at that point, rather than just try and get the official's attention as he was, maybe he should have gone all out and actually shaken the mask right off, which we've seen goaltenders across the league do that, right? When a mask gets sort of jostled loose, they'll actually do that extra little head shake, knock it off, and usually the play gets blown dead immediately. I know Pekka-Rinne was saying the other day that, he has a lot of respect for the game, and so I guess he didn't want to do that because he didn't want to be seen as maybe deliberately removing it. But, in the heat of a playoff game, and I don't know, I can't get into the officials' minds as to what they saw or heard or thought. But obviously it's a pretty bang-bang play. It's all happening very quickly. Had Pekka-Rinne just knocked the mask the whole way off, again, maybe it's still a tie game and that doesn't happen, but you're right. He did come unglued a little bit. I mean, I would suggest the whole Predators team did in that second period. One of the more interesting post-game quotes that I saw was from Peter Laviolette. Someone asked him why he didn't call a timeout after the third Jets goal that had happened, I think, when in just over a two-minute span there, turning a 3-0 lead into a 3-3 game. And he actually said that he didn't think there'd be any point because the crowd was so loud in the building. He said his team wouldn't have been able to hear anything he said anyways. You talk about a potential home ice advantage. I mean, to me, there's an example where a home crowd at that point is it's actually changing the way the coach is approaching it. He's like, well, why even call a timeout? Nobody's going to hear me. And so they just play on. So I think maybe some of that got to Pekka-Rinne as well. And obviously the big slash attempt on Adam Lowry, that wasn't a good penalty because at that point, there's still just under 5 minutes left. His team's down by one. They have a very dangerous power play or even 5-on-5. And to now give the Jets another power play as they did there, that was not a smart play. But I expect we're going to see Pekka-Rinne very focused tonight. I still think we're going to see a goalie duel at some point in this playoff series. It certainly didn't happen the other night. Maybe tonight will be the night.
Mike McIntyre of the Winnipeg Free Press, kind enough to join us from Winnipeg as he gets set to cover Game 4 tonight. Mike, thanks so much, and the likelihood of us reaching out again is very high.
Yeah, you bet. Enjoy the game tonight, guys, and certainly enjoy when they come back to Nashville on Saturday. It should be a great atmosphere again.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike.
Take care.
Mike McIntyre, our guest.